This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Jeanette Didios is Jicarilla Apache and Diné and reports for KUNM Radio in Albuquerque. Our Living Lands producer, Daniel Spalding, spoke to Didios about issues facing indigenous communities in New Mexico.
You've been reporting on the New Mexico State Legislature session. What are some of the issues you're seeing there that are most relevant to indigenous communities?
Yeah, sure, of course. Our legislature here in New Mexico just started on Tuesday. And I think just jumping in, there has been a lot of, you know, reactions from New Mexicans about, you know, rallies and protests. And there was a protest on Tuesday. And I think the biggest thing was just everyone speaking their voice. I mean, it wasn't just one central issue. But when I went to talk to folks, especially indigenous folks on that day, a lot of people were concerned about land rights, water rights, as well as ICE, you know, that Minneapolis issue that happened. It's been seen and heard across the country. And even in New Mexico, there's folks that are worried and concerned of whether Native Americans are safe. You know, it's kind of ridiculous to think that, you know, there would be an issue with us, but there is. You know, Native Americans are being prosecuted, they're being detained, they're being deported, and, you know, a lot of Native Americans don't feel safe. You know, even if they have the proper identifications, birth certificates, ICE are turning around and saying that it's not real and that it's not official. So what more can we do, you know?
New Mexico is home to many different tribal nations and people, as well as, you know, a varied landscape and weather. How do you approach covering such diversity and environment and people?
I think when it comes to environment and people, it's really first off just to research as much as you can so that you understand the landscape of where people are and both sides of the table. I mean, a lot of what we're covering right now is in regards to Chaco Canyon, and there's both sides to whether or not they should decrease the borderline for oil and gas or widen it to protect the cultural landscape of it. And it's interesting because there's Native American folks on both sides of the table, some that want to continue oil and gassing because it's their land and it's their right to do whatever they want. And on the other side, there's other Native Americans that want to protect the cultural aspect of it. And, you know, it's kind of hard to, you know, say who's right and who's wrong. And to be able to cover and report on that, I think it's important to understand where they're both coming from and make sure that you accurately report on it and get both sides of the table so that those that are listening, your readers and folks understand the full scale of it.
And you're from New Mexico. Can you share why you wanted to become a journalist and report on these topics in your home state?
And I think I wouldn't continue being a journalist if I couldn't cover indigenous issues, because that's really the heart of it for me. Like, seeing the impact that I can do to help other indigenous folks really shine a light on some of the issues that's been going on, I think that's what really does it for me. Like, it really, you know, it continues my fuel to continue reporting. I mean, for example, I think about 2 years ago, the Mescalero Apaches, they had a fire around their reservation. And I drove down there to report on it, even though it's about 2-3 hours from Albuquerque. And I was a little uncertain about going down there because, you know, they're just, you know, are recovering from fires. You know, some people may not want to talk to me. I totally understood that. And there wasn't a lot of reporting in the local news. So I was one of the only people that was specifically covering the Mescalero Apaches. And when I went down there, you know, they were so generous with their time and willing to talk to me and tell me what's been happening. And, you know, I really took that as a really kinship moment, because they were willing to help me, ask me if I needed anything, water and food, when in reality, you know, I wanted to be that for them. You know, we were both trying to help each other. And I really thought that was a really special moment.
And my final question, last but not least, but I have to ask this one. Are you a red or green chili? Which color chili are you?
I would like to say Christmas, because that would be a great answer, but I am a little biased and I love green chili more than red. I love my green chili chicken enchiladas. That's what I like.
Tune in next week for more stories about how climate change affects tribal communities. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Kuwanic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.